We don't just look at movies, we go to them. We don't just watch, we want to inhabit them. Why else do our hearts soar when the black swan spreads her wings? Why these tears when a toy cowboy finally gets left behind? We believe, even if only for a moment, we believe that Lowell, Massachusetts is our personal playground, or that King George VI speaks for us all. We leave the street to go to the movies, to surrender ourselves to Natalie Portman or Jeff Bridges. We know it's only a movie, but there's nothing only about it. The idea, the ideal of the West, of England, of art, is much more powerful, really, you could say, much more important than the real thing, because England's just a place. Backstage at the ballet, just a room. But the ideals, the idea, what they are in the movies, these are directions, orientations. They place us in the world. We go to the movies because we want to lose it in the dark. It's just not the same on your netbook or even on the flat screen in the living room. The theater itself built for only one purpose, the strangers sitting behind and beside you with whom you willingly share the darkness, the silver screen soaking in all of your being, your attention. We don't want to just watch. We want to be there. That's the wish of Mia Farrow as Celia in The Purple Rose of Cairo. It's the Depression, the 1930s. Her husband is a mean lout. Her only escape is the weekly movie show, and she longs to be in that world of champagne montages and beautiful people. She goes to see The Purple Rose of Cairo and is shocked when the handsome young archaeologist Tom Baxter looks right at her and steps out of the screen into the real world. He wants to be free and claims he's in love with Celia. This, of course, triggers a series of crises for Celia and for Gil, the actor played by Jeff Daniels, who played Tom Baxter in the movie The Purple Rose of Cairo, and for the movie's producers, who are getting reports that the Tom Baxter character in prints all over the country is trying to escape into the theaters. The real ones want fictional lives, complains a Hollywood executive, and the fictional ones want real lives. Tom kisses Celia and then is at a complete loss. Where's the fade-out, he asks. Celia joins Tom in the Screen World nightclub and says of the champagne, I don't know what they're charging you, but this stuff is ginger ale. The movie won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay about 25 years ago, Woody Allen's screenplay, and it'll never be dated because it was as true in the 1930s as in the 1980s as it ever will be. We long to cross through. And we can, if only for an hour, give ourselves to that flickering world, to the deepest emotions, the surge of history, the flights of dragons. And sometimes we can bring some of it back with us onto this side of the screen to help us live lives as large, to be heroes. Celia in The Purple Rose is, of course, left behind by both the fictional adventurer and the Hollywood actor who plays him. Because, Jack, this is the real world, not some movie. Last line from Burn After Reading. What did we learn from all this? Absolutely nothing. Last line from The Truman Show. What else is on?